Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware and Party Hospital. Here's Fisk head football coach Brett Chapel and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
Live from the station here as we finish up the 2020 season. The Black Bears last night winning another conference championship. Coach, I know you're very excited about where this program is right now with both programs now. From last night and from Thursday night, getting those conference championships, certainly well earned. And again, you've got to be very proud of where the program is right now and your kids.
Yeah, extremely proud. You know, Chad, there has been so many sacrifices made by these kids, the parents, our coaches and staff. I mean, I go all the way back. This is week 44. I know we talked about it last week. This is week 44. We started back on June 22nd. Chad, we moved our weight room into the cafeteria so we could meet all of the guidelines to be able to just start having our kids coming in and lifting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we moved the whole weight room into the cafeteria. How crazy is that? Yeah. Then we moved it into the top of the gym. Then we moved it back up to the weight room. I mean, it's those obstacles that you look back on and you see, I'm astounded, you know, in the sacrifices that have been made just to get the season in. And to be able to have those kids come in and to stay devoted to what we were doing and to not get frustrated when we lost the season, you know, when it was supposed to start in September.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they pushed it back to February. And to still have the kids bought in, you know, through all of that, you know, coming in the middle of the daytime and we didn't have school. I mean, it's just, it's crazy when you look back at it. And to finally get to January when we could finally put a helmet on. Not even shoulder pads. You know, we started off with just helmets. And then we finally got shoulder pads on February the 8th.
Yeah.
And just to do the things that we've been able to do as, you know, as a whole program, from the JVs to the varsity with the whole staff, support staff. I mean, it really, I got to do it last night finally and kind of take a breath and just go back and look at it. And I couldn't be more proud of where our program is, where our kids. I mean, this week in itself, spring break.
Yeah.
We didn't have any kids miss. I mean, we were still playing for so much. You had some parents who had to put off some vacations. Mm-hmm. You had some parents who had to come back early just to get these kids here, you know, for practices. And we had some teams in Western North Carolina that didn't even practice a couple of days this week, you know. And I look back on it, I'm like, if we had done that and lost a conference championship.
Absolutely.
Sure. I mean, we'd have been kicking ourselves in the butt. I mean, you don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to say thank you to those parents for making it important. And when they made it important, it was important to their kids. And to be able to come back and to win a conference championship with the JVs on Thursday night and to turn around and do it with the varsity on Friday night, you know, like I said, you can't get much better than that.
Go to last night. You're talking about a discrepancy of 410 or so yards between the offensive output and what we gave up defensively. I mean, that. And we talked about this last night. We'll get into that. It really feels like the varsity team right now, JV too, but in terms of the varsity team right now, we're really peaking at a good time. It feels like the improvement that I've seen and the dominance that now we've seen here in the last 6-8 quarters of football has got to make you excited too. It was a great night for us and been probably a little tough to predict that. But, again, you know, you go out there and you amass – you know, 420 yards or whatever it was, and you give up 60 or 70 yards. I mean, that was just a dominant performance against a good team that only lost the first game the week before.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you go back and you look at it just from the stat-wise, and I think that some things that jumped off the page at me, we had 25 first downs last night compared to their four. You know, we had 477 yards total offense. They had 83 yards of total offense last night. So under 100 yards. And, you know, usually in a season because of an open date, we're really right about mid-season right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about finally getting everybody, you know, kind of working on the same page and going that direction and getting ready for conference play. So I feel good about where our kids are at. You know, you mentioned it, you know, being able to peak at the right time. But again, if we were in a regular season, we would be kind of fixing to start conference play. Right. So it's kind of where you want to be at.
Yeah.
You know, and but just to finish the way those kids did last night was phenomenal.
Talking about defensively, this is the thing that stood out to me when I was looking at the stats. She holding Brevard 0 of 9 on third downs. They just weren't able to sustain anything. That translated to you having the football for 30 minutes to their 15 minutes. And getting up on them 31-0, you know, at halftime, I think, you know, certainly had a lot to do with the bearing out for the rest of the game. The other thing that we worried about was this lightning delay was going to have an effect on us, and we talked about that at the open. You know, you have your kids literally out there taking the coin toss,
mm-hmm.
and you get, you know, a lightning strike. You got to go back in and, you know, try to – I don't know how – I wanted to ask that this morning, what that looked like and how you were able to keep your kids up, because, you know, coming back out, we were very strong and I think ready to play after that delay.
You know, the big thing for our kids, and it comes back to the senior leadership as well, when we got back in the locker room and we go through this, you know, weekly with these guys, and I always emphasize to them, each kid has to get himself ready mentally different. I mean, everybody doesn't get ready the same way, but you need to respect the person that's beside of you. You know, if that's put your headset on and listen to some music, then do that. You know, if that's laying down resting, then do that. If you need to be a little bit more louder, then find a place that you're not bothering that guy beside of you.
Right.
Everybody gets ready different. And last night I thought our kids did a really good job coming back in. Now, it was hot in that locker room. We got the windows finally propped open, and, you know, I was a little bit concerned with that. The referees, you know, talked to them, and they said they were going to give us 5 minutes to warm up. So it was important to get back out there and get our guys moving. But again, Chad, I come back to the preparation all week. I mean, we started a regular day of practice last week. The varsity started at 1:30, and we came in and lifted, and then we watched film. And then we went out to practice. And we were not finishing practice until 6 o'clock.
Right.
So you're talking about
right.
from 1:30 to 6 o'clock. And we did that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. JVs, you know, same thing. You know, they came in a little bit later, but they were doing film. And they were doing weights. And, again, I'm just super proud of our kids and the drive that they had to finish it. You know, we could have very easily coasted this last week. But that was not what it was about for those kids.
Go back to that JV game then too, and I want to talk some about that. Obviously, it's important for, you know, both programs. And again, we talked about this a little earlier, the numbers of conference championships that we've been able to, you know, really accumulate over the last, you know, 8 years or so with this program. It's very difficult to do that because A, the competition, and B, you're always changing kids. You're always having to start things to some degree from scratch. To really do that at the JV level, to me, is just as, if not maybe even a little more phenomenal, because you've got two groups of kids coming from two different places. You've got to mold them. And you talked about the adversity that was unprecedented this year, too. They played well and continued to get stronger every single week. A great win for them on Thursday, too.
They did. You know, from week one to, you know, this past Thursday night, these young kids at JV's grew up, I mean, tremendously. We had so many freshmen that were having to come in and play. Our sophomores that we had playing were really good leaders for us, just like what those seniors have been. It's just been a it's a work in progress every year. And we question ourselves when we get started, how much success can we have, you know, with the JV bunch? Usually by the time they get to varsity, you get a pretty good read on them. But you get a lot of kids coming in, especially this year, that had to play right out of the gates.
Right.
And just from where they started to where they finished, I thought those guys did a really good job. Our coaches, you know, you mentioned it, helped mold them and bring them along. The 8 years that I've been here, Thursday night made the fifth conference championship for the JVs. We've never finished worse than second. Last night made the fourth conference championship in 8 years. We finished third one time, and everything else has been second. So, you know, just for people to sit back and to, you know, kind of hear those numbers and see where we're at. I mean, this is the third year in a row that we've won JVs and varsity, both.
Yeah.
It's been really good to see, but a lot of that comes back to the coaches. I'm just going to tell you, I've got a really solid staff who helps bring these kids along, And I'm telling you, once they get a taste of the success and understand what it's about and see the work that you've got to put into it, it's really neat to see.
Yeah, talk about going back to that. Yeah, we always think about this. It really begins and ends with relationships, too. And the relationships that are established within that group, you know, between the players and the coaches. I mean, isn't that difficult to teach a coach to do that? Doesn't it have to sort of be there to come with? And is that not something that you probably are looking for when you're hiring people?
It is, and you got to have a diverse staff. I mean, you can't have everybody be the same.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. Not everybody's going to take to my style of coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have the older coach. You've got to have the younger coach. You've got to have the bad cop, the good cop. I mean, you got to have all of those. But our coaches' personalities really fit the positions mm-hmm. that they coach as well. Mm-hmm. And they build those relationships with those kids. And, you know, talking about from when they come in as freshmen. And you look at the seniors, and I wanted to make sure to mention this morning. These seniors will go out having won a conference championship every year they've been here. And to my knowledge, I do not think mm-hmm. that has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And these juniors behind us have now won three.
Mm-hmm.
So they're set up to possibly have that type of success next year as well. But these seniors, I want you to hear the records. They were 9-1 as freshmen, first place. They were 10-0 as sophomores, first place. They were 9-3 as juniors, first place. And they were 6-1 as seniors, first place. I mean,
it's remarkable.
It is remarkable. I mean, it really is. That's it. Just looking at it and being able to kind of sit back and look at the whole picture of it. Again, I'm just really proud of where our program is.
Speak to of one of those in particular that we spoke a lot about last night, the maturation of Kane Early in the quarterback spot. I thought he threw some excellent balls last night. Really had two touchdowns. One of those was called back and in the first half on an offensive PI, but thought he threw the ball well. And again, you know, you have an opportunity to potentially play for a little bit. You want that added dimension, and he's giving you that added dimension right now. His play and learning that position has just been a treat to watch this year.
You know, you talk about Kane and talk about kind of guys individually. Started as a wide receiver as a freshman, then a wide receiver as a sophomore, then had to fill in as a starting tailback as a junior,
mm-hmm.
and now he's playing quarterback as a senior. And to see what he has brought to the table for our program and our guys and our team and the things that we've asked him to do and to have the season that he has had. Chad, there's no doubt in my mind he's player of the year in our conference.
Yeah.
I won't walk out of that room on Monday when I meet with those coaches if he's not. Mm. I mean, he's had that type of season. Now, he's surrounded by some really good people, and Kane will tell you that, especially with those big boys up front and everybody else blocking for him. But he's in a place that he can be really successful, and he has his hands on the ball
mm-hmm.
every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
it comes to him first, and
yeah.
he directs everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting to that point in the season where, again, you're talking about peaking at the right time, and certainly he's one of those that, you know, is doing that. I mean, the kid had 232 yards rushing last night.
Yeah.
81 yards passing. You know, I mean, he had a phenomenal game for us last night. But again, you know, it's the big picture. You know, when you look at everything that we've been able to accomplish, Chad, a lot of time, and people don't understand this either. We've had almost a year and a half off.
Yeah.
Now, we went in and as offensive staff, and we changed a lot of stuff. There was some stuff that we went out to find that we wanted to try to incorporate to try to fit our personnel a little bit better, and really proud of what Coach Zach Gibson and our offensive side of the staff has done. This is a stat that it pretty much should sum up the difference. When we played the last time, 2019,
mm-hmm.
okay, we averaged 23 points a game. We averaged 33.8 points a game this year. We are first in the conference in scoring. We are first in the conference in defense. Coach Rogers and his side of the ball have been phenomenal as well. I mean, we're averaging giving up. What was the number that I was looking at this morning? It was we're averaging giving up 11.8 points per game. 11 points.
Makes it very difficult for anybody to
beat
you.
And you're scoring 33.8.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're the first in the conference.
Yeah.
I think that's phenomenal. And Bentley and I talked last night for a little while. You know, when he came in, I think his first year, I think we averaged giving up about 22 points a game, something like that. Then it's been down ever since. But this, you know, so far has been a special season. I think we can all look at that and see the big picture of it. But these coaches have done a phenomenal job. I'm just telling you, these guys have got after it. It's the longest that we have practiced throughout a week as far as hours put in.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week, but we just felt like it needed to be done, you know, not to shortchange anything and to try to get the most we could out of the kids.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL. Have I got
right
one
now
more?
Now is the time to take on that painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
Coach, we were just talking about this, you know, prior to the break, you know, the leadership that you got out of this group of seniors, not just, you know, on the field in terms of statistics, but in terms of leading this football team and leading this program and, you know, keeping guys motivated. This is something else that I always think about. You know, you see so many teams and so many programs, as they get late in the year, you start seeing, you know, things happen in high school sometimes that, you know, you don't necessarily see in college and at the NFL, where, you know, kids have got their minds in other places. This group of seniors wasn't going to let that happen with this group either. I mean, and still we haven't seen that. Again, talking about peaking at the right time, you definitely got senior leadership. It's not just the skill guys either. The ability that you've got to really make things happen, and it always starts up front, but you've got players all over the field that, you know, are doing it on the field and making sure that, you know, everybody's focused on what these larger goals are too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to be able to kind of go through some of our seniors, you know, just in case this is the last time we get to do the show. I wanted to make sure I could, you know, talk about these guys. I've got my list here. I want to talk about Levi Cagle, to go through, you know, the injury that he had 2 years ago, you know, to kind of to get hurt in that first game against Tuscola, to have to sit out a little bit to try to rehab. Last night was by far the most physical game he has played, from running the ball to blocking to tackling. He played really, really well for us last night. He was certainly solid. Devin, guy's one of the best DBs and slots
Absolutely.
In our conference. And to have lost him, you know, after the East Henderson game was a huge blow for us, because he brought so much to the table. You know, return guy as well. Certainly, you know, glad he's still with us. And we call him Coach Dodge, and he comes over with us to make sure they do their push-ups when they drop the ball in the passing lines. But, you know, we mentioned Kane already with everything that he's brought to the table for us. Louis Mahaffey, you know, Louis coming in solid. He never wavers. You get the best effort from him. Practice, games, all the time. You can count on him to get the job done. Mm. And he just solid for us. Lucas Whitted, another one of these that's just been solid from us for day one. Comes to work every day. You know, just been there and been somebody that we could count on. Caleb Bradford and Bryson Davis.
Yeah.
Both of them, backbone of our defense, without question. Without question. Coach Francis has done a really good job bringing those two along. I saw a picture. Miss Susan had sent a picture to Coach Francis last night, and it was a picture of him and Bryson when he was a freshman. Of course, he didn't have that flowing mullet that he has now.
Yeah.
He was a little bit shorter haired, but seeing those guys and seeing where he's at now, Tony does a great job with those guys. But I'm telling you, backbone of our defense. You know, Bill obviously goes both ways for us and play some offense too, but just been really good. Hunter Brown, you know, Hunter might have been the best motivator for us this week, because hopefully if we do get to move on, he may get cleared and get to play. So he was seniors, give me one more chance,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
And he's another kid that had been solid for us all the way up until the injury. Guys, he broke a hand in the first quarter and never came out. I didn't even know he was injured till the next morning when I got a text message that he'd gone to get x-rayed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a kid that wants to be in there. Yeah. I mean, that's the type of kid that you have in these seniors. Hunter Hodge.
Yeah.
Guys, most improved player on our team by far. You know, we felt like he could start for us and do some good things, but he has just been so good, you know, coming in there and doing the things that he has. Nealon Walker, just dominant. I mean, just he has been a dominant offensive lineman for us. He's been asked to do a little bit more defense here in the last couple of weeks because of Hunter's situation, and he's been a little bit more tired, you know, coming back to the offensive side. But just dominant, and one word that you love to hear as an offensive line coach, just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets his hands on you, you're going down. And he's playing really well. And then you talk about the guy that is the high energy force on defense, coming off that edge. Warner Mull, he's another one of those guys that you love seeing play. He has that motor that he never stops. He's going to run you from sideline to sideline. I aggravated him last night because he took a bad angle on the quarterback and had to try to catch him from behind.
Yeah.
But it was never for lack of effort. And Jody Mathis, Coach Mathis, does a phenomenal job with those guys out at the defensive ends. And Coach Rogers can tell you, those two coaches that are up front on that defensive line, they can get it done.
Did Warner come in like that with that energy? Because it just feels like that he's found something that really works for him in terms of, you know, getting off the ball and then getting, you know, upfield against a quarterback. Has it been like that from the get-go, or is he one of those kids that's improved a lot over time too?
He has. You know, you're talking about coming in as freshmen. Again, we just don't get to see them enough, you know, when they first come in, and you really just don't know the kind of the pieces and how they'll fall into place. His work ethic in the weight room, I think one of the best coaching decisions I made this past year when we started weightlifting, and Warner will probably agree with me, I know Bailey would, I put those two in the same lifting group, Bailey Stockton and Warner Mull.
To push each other.
And they pushed each other all fall long.
Yeah.
And both of them are leaders for us on that defensive team. You're talking about Bailey, who is the leading tackler for us. You're talking about Warner is leading us in sacks. And those two pushed each other the whole time since June 22nd. And that might have been one of my better moves that I made as a coach, is getting those two guys together in a group.
And that's not something that anyone would ever even think of, and I would dare say is not something that would be a priority in a lot of other places. You're thinking that sort of minutely, that microly, if that's a word, you know, to give yourself little advantages all the way throughout, right?
You have to be able to try to find them. And there are certainly a lot of them that we miss. And we go back and we wish, you know, I wish we would have done this, or wish we would have done that. But it's little things like that that you think can help those kids and maybe push them a little bit farther, more so than me fussing at them or any of those things. I mean, you get somebody in a group with you and he's lifting as much as you or pushing you. I mean, and that's all the way across the board. You know, it's not just at that one. But I think for those two players to have the season that they've had and to make that change that we did back in June to get those two together, they have really done a good – and two different personalities, you know. But when they come together to work, it wasn't about, you know, what they were outside of the weight room or, you know, the friends circles and all of those things, but they came together and just worked really hard. And we have a bunch that do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one specifically that I look back on, and I'm glad we made that move and got those guys together.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Because there are still more smells and trails to explore, Party specializes in orthopedics. We offer arthroscopy, traditional and minimally invasive surgery, joint replacement, spine care, including robotics and injections, sports medicine, therapies, including physical, occupational, and aquatic, as well as physiatry and rehabilitation. Don't let injury or pain keep you from enjoying the outdoors. Locations in Arden, Asheville, Brevard, Hendersonville, and Waynesville. Find out more at partyhospital.org/orthopedics.
back with the Brett Chappell Show this morning. We talk a lot about offenses and defenses, special teams play. I thought we talked about this last night too. It was really good. You're talking about PATs last night. You hit them all, and you scored 39 points. That was a big deal. And obviously, in terms of kick placements, was important and has been all year long for us to, set ourselves up in good field position too.
Luke has really come on. The second part of this short season we've got, he has really come on, done a really good job. I mean, his field goal last night, would have been good from 45 yards. Mm. I mean, and we're on a hash. It's at a bad angle, but he nailed it. We had a touchback. We should have had another one if the officials would have paid attention to what the ruling were, but they were from South Carolina. I don't guess they do that down there. but it was good conversations with them. We can poke fun about that. And I will tell you this about the officials last night. As much as we want to give those guys grief, they were really good to work with. I mean, they would have a conversation with me and talk with me, even through, things that I did last night, as far as getting a penalty. So I do appreciate that part. I mean, they did take time. The ruling in what they were looking at on the touchback, and I don't want to get into too much detail on it, was, that's a national ruling that they were looking at. As long as the ball stayed outside of the end zone, that it didn't, wasn't a touchback. North Carolina ruling is, even if the ball carries
exactly,
or you go into the end zone after catching it, it's ruled to come out of the 20. That's what the argument was.
Right.
So, again, they were good to work with. I know we had some penalties and certainly some things we've still got to continue to clean up. I had one last night. Now, Bryson Davis reminded me, because when we have any of those penalties like that happen after a play, that we have to see Coach Francis on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
And Coach Francis is the bad cop.
Uh-huh.
So he takes care of that to make sure everybody doesn't do that again. And Bryson wanted to remind me that I had to see Coach Francis on Monday. But I told him, I said, that mine was just a warning. See, I didn't get 15 yards added on anywhere. It was just a warning. So I don't know if I'm going to have to count that or not. We'll have to reassess that on Monday.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea. You'll have to talk through that with your guys and see where that shakes out. You've done everything that you could possibly do here to put us in this position to be successful. Obviously, we'll wait and see what the High School Athletic Association comes up with. We feel like we've got a pretty good chance. I think you know, in high school foot, as far as I'm concerned, over the years, as much as I think I may know, a lot of times there's some little something somewhere else, and it's hard to follow what goes on across the entirety of the state too. But we feel like we've taken care of what we need to, and we feel like we're in pretty good shape sitting here right now to have a chance to play next week.
We do. We're sitting here looking at it, and I'm just going to be honest with you, Chad. We did not, or at least I didn't. I didn't go back and really look at all of the things that everybody was, this team's got to win this game, or, for you guys to get in. And we didn't talk about it to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did after the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
But, the lead up to the game was, we had one goal left that we hadn't reached yet, and that was to win a conference championship. And that was the precedence that we set on Monday this past week. And those guys followed through with that all the way through. There wasn't a talk about the playoffs other than Hunter. And Hunter got on them pretty good. Give me a chance to come back and play next week.
Yeah.
But, it was really good to see. And if everything holds true, like they say, and I think we have a good shot to get in, I would certainly like to have another week to enjoy with these kids. And you mentioned it. We are starting to get hot right now, We could be a tough out for somebody.
Absolutely.
We really
could be.
Exactly
what I said yesterday.
And, Coach Gibson and I were talking late last night. If I'm watching film on us, I don't know if I'm wanting to play us right now. Just because of how good the defense is playing and the ability to score, like we are offensively. Now, that's me bragging on what we've done, the last couple of weeks. And really, for the defense and offense, for the season, we've had a really good year when you can sit back and look at it. But I think we're playing extremely well, here late in the game.
There's no reason to either try to predict who we could play if we qualify. Either they're going to draw these one seeds out of a hat. that, regardless of anything else, right?
They are. So it looks like there's going to be eight teams in the West in the Big 2A. It looks like there's four conference champions, but there's not. They're not going on max preps. They're putting those four conference champions in a hat and pulling them. Yeah. You're going to be the one. You're going to be the two. You're going to be the three. You're going to be the four. You know, if we get in, we'll be the wild card, so we'll be the eight. So we would essentially play whoever draws the one. It's not who may be. So I give you an example. If High Brighton were the top team in the 2A and would, by max prep rankings and all that, be the number one, it may not be High Brighton we play in round one. It might be a Mount Pleasant or a North Davidson, or who was the other one we were looking at?
Mount Pleasant, North Davidson, was it Forbush?
No.
They're little. Shelby's little. Ash?
It was Ash.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was Ash. So those were the four that we were looking at. You know, obviously it would be on the road. You know, the thing for me is I hope we get a chance to go play number one. I hope we get a chance to take these guys and enjoy another week with them, to go somewhere we've not been. But I feel good about where the kids are at. Certainly we would come back into work on Monday and get back after it. And, you know, 4 weeks,
yeah.
You know, you're much shortened
yeah,
playoff
yeah.
time. But we would certainly enjoy, you know, getting this with those guys. I just wanted to make sure I got to talk about these seniors this morning, just in case this was the last, you know, the radio show for this group, you know, going out. And certainly extremely proud of those seniors and those sophomores when you look back on the JV level as well, to do the things that we've done and accomplish. And here's a crazy thing. We were looking last night, too, and we were talking about it. If whenever the season does finish for us, and if we started back football the week after July the 4th, mm-hmm. if that's, you know, a time when we would, when
right.
the state would say, all right,
right,
because we're so busy in June, we're not going to let y'all do anything in June, we're going to come back after the 4th of July. You realize that's only 11 weeks away.
Yeah.
11 weeks
yeah,
away.
It's a quick turnaround.
So, extremely quick turnaround. So, you know, but we're going to enjoy this one. Hopefully we get to enjoy it for a little while longer. But, again, just really proud of our coaches as well. I mean, you got to think the times that their families have had to sacrifice for us to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the coaching staff that we have, you know, for these late practices, and to be away from their own kids
yeah.
and their own spouses
yeah.
and, man alive, I mean, there's just been so much has been done to get to this point. It's really been gratifying
yeah.
to see the success that we've been able to have with both programs when you look back on the big picture and say, man, you put in a lot of time, but it's certainly been worth it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we will watch and wait to see what the state comes up with. We don't expect those brackets to be released really anytime soon. I imagine it's going to be late in the day today. We'll certainly let you know on here on WPTL, and hopefully if things work out, we'll certainly be back here next Saturday morning. And again, we'll give that information on WPTL this week once we have that information. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Up. Until next time, so long, everybody.